to the protesters clashing with police on campuses across the country.
California, this morning, the high Texas, court forced York, to confront the key question that will determine if Donald Trump goes to trial for trying to overturn the last election.
This bill really seemed to divide Republicans, especially the House GOP, but in the
news can be discouraging. Yet the distress we see in the world is not a reason to give up hope. That's because the light of the gospel always overcomes the darkness that looks to overcome us. That's the message organizers of the coming week's National Day of Prayer want you to proclaim for yourself, your community, and the nation.
Jesus, we profess our faith in you. You are the light of the world, and in you there is no darkness. For you are our lamp, O Lord, and our God lightens our darkness.
That's National Day of Prayer Task Force President Kathy Branzell offering a prayer to be prayed with other believers in Christ around the country on Thursday, May the 2nd. This year's theme for the day is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, drawn from 2 Samuel 22, 29 through 31. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. The National Day of Prayer is the largest single prayer event in the nation, and NDP Board Chairman Dave Butts believes its significance goes well beyond one 24-hour period.
God uses this National Day of Prayer not just on that day, but literally around the year to be, in a sense, a flag, a rallying point for people of prayer.
Butts says despite what national headlines may proclaim, God is moving in the United States, calling his people to prayer, and they are responding.
We're finding young people on college campuses who are awakening to prayer, and there are day and night prayer events happening, and only God could call us to that sort of prayer. We're finding churches that are awakening to prayer, churches that are beginning to have prayer meetings that didn't used to have prayer meetings.
This National Day of Prayer leader is convinced preparations are being made in the heavens for another great awakening.
It's been shown literally down through history that before God sends revival, before there is a great awakening, he always sets his people to prayer.
Will you answer God's call to pray? The National Day of Prayer organization is providing information and resources to inspire you and your neighbors to join them. NationalDayOfPrayer.org is loaded with details regarding this year's observance and tips for how to pray for many areas of concern and influence in America. You can find a local prayer event in your community or one nearby. You can also see how to host a National Day of Prayer event yourself. Now is the time for God's people to take action. Now is the time to pray.
We take up our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we run boldly into the darkness to lift up the Word and light up the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Reporting for Great Plains Christian Radio, I'm Delvin Kinsler.